Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. And Truth Social, the exciting moment to learn from Devin Nunes, the guru, the executive in charge of Truth Social, how in this time of chaos in social media, Truth Social prospers. How does it prosper as it grows, as it expands its wings? And what does this mean about all of social media? Because, Devin, since you became involved with Truth Social, it would appear, I'm sure it's coincidence, that everything has fallen apart, that the excesses and non-transparency of the 2016 and 2020 election have led to chaos. I can't even tell you what is happening with all these platforms because we know from a little bit of news out of Twitter, thanks to Elon Musk, that there were shenanigans going on for years. So now we come to your point of view on Truth Social. To my knowledge, the last time we talked, you're not being bothered by calls from the FBI. Is that correct, Devin?
Well, I will tell you this, John. I think what's happened with the release of these Twitter files is only the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, when I left the Congress, it was because we had to open the internet back up to give the American people their voice back. Of course, everyone knows President Trump was booted off all the platforms as president of the United States. But, John, you may remember I was one of the ones who was shadow banned by Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And so I had to find other paths. And I went to Parler. That company grew until it was completely wiped out by big tech. People, just to give a quick reminder to people, that was a platform that grew very, very quickly in 2020. And then in early 2021, Amazon and I think some 30 big tech companies cut off all services to Parler, and it shut the entire platform down, which was similar to Twitter. It was very basic, but it was a very good platform, and it was shut off. And I had previously in 2020, I moved my podcast, John, to my video podcast. That is, I moved from YouTube to Rumble, and I was the first one to go on to Rumble. I was just a small Canadian video player company out of Canada, and now it's a fledgling company. It's they're a close partner of ours. We're actually both headquartered in what we call the free speech capital of the world now, Sarasota, Florida. And Rumble is not only providing video, and they provide our video, but they also provide cloud and now advertising. And of course, we're a social networking platform that strives to take the best of Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok and put it into one easy-to-use platform where we don't censor you for your political beliefs. And that's why we continue to grow. I mean, I like to say we're the third largest. But you have Meta, then you have Twitter, then you have us in the United States. Obviously, the big boys on the block are Facebook and Instagram, along with TikTok. That's where our next users will come from. That's where they will come from. Will be people leaving those platforms to us. And that's why in the first quarter here, we're building out groups. And so we'll have a lot of people use Facebook. They have groups. And soon you'll be able to do that on True Social. Hopefully by the end of the first quarter, we will launch groups. And we'll be well on our way to having taking kind of the best of all of these social networking platforms and be on one. And, here we've been going, John. We started beta in February. We transferred to the Rumble Cloud in April. So then we had everybody that had an Apple device was able to download the app. Then we launched the desktop in June. And then we launched Android in the Google Play Store in October, late October. So here we are. We've only been fully operational for, really a little over 2 months. And, you know, when we get the groups, we'll be a place that's definitely, if you like Facebook, if you like Instagram, if you like TikTok, if you like Twitter, we're going to have everything that you need to do the networking that if you're somebody that enjoys social media, we'll be a place to go for news, information, and networking.
And what attracts to True Social is that you are practicing freedom of speech, which doesn't sound like it should be news, Devin, but it is.
Yeah.
And I have this quote from Matt Taibbi. You know him very well. Mm-hmm. He's been long following the Russiagate story, and I've corresponded with him and talked to him over the years. But Elon Musk, a man who doesn't need grief, decided to make available what looks like documents from Twitter to Taibbi and a host of other journalists. And we learned that Twitter, not alone, but Twitter is the one that we have access to here, was manipulated by the U.S. government during your time at the committee investigating Russiagate, after your time at the committee investigating Russiagate. And Taibbi says this on Fox Television: "I think we can say pretty conclusively, after looking at tens of thousands of emails over the course of these weeks, that the government was in the censorship business in a huge way. That's, I think, provable now. And not just one agency. Really, every conceivable wing of the enforcement agencies of the U.S. government were in some way or another sending moderation requests to Twitter. And in many cases, those requests were being fulfilled. When you were at the committee as chair and then as ranking, did you have a sense that information that you were trying to provide to the American public was being censored, or in some way the journalists were who were covering your work were being inhibited from their endeavor?
Well, John, you may remember I actually sued Twitter. And, you know, it's sad, but, you know, had the courts actually let my case move forward, we would have had this information a couple of years ago. Because it was clear, there's no surprise that they were shadow banning me. So none of this comes as a surprise what Twitter has been up to. It took Elon Musk paying probably double or triple what Twitter was actually worth. And, you know, this President Trump and myself have been very, very vocal, supportive of Elon Musk doing this. And look, and I know the concerns that, you know, he's a billionaire. He could turn around and censor if he wanted to. And in some cases, he actually has already. But with that all said, it's a lot better having Elon Musk own this platform than it being a woke corporation ran by left-wing lunatics. And he's exposed. I mean, he's done a great service to the country and the world. I mean, it really is. And the only thing that he really needs to do, Matt Taibbi, great journalist, liberal journalist, by the way, left-wing, a fair journalist. And, you know, he got the Russia hoax right. He's been looking at these Twitter files. And just imagine if all these Twitter files were released, John, to the public. And I'm hopeful that the Congress will actually release these files, subpoena Twitter and release these files. But at the same time, as I just talked about earlier, you know, Twitter's a smaller platform when compared to Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. Now, of course, we know the Chinese are not going to give up whatever censorship they've been doing as the owners of TikTok. But there should be no reason why we can't get to the bottom of what Facebook and Instagram have been up to, and YouTube for that matter also. And hopefully the Congress is serious, at least the House of Representatives under the stewardship of the Republicans, will get to the bottom of this, because I think what Matt Taibbi is writing about in Twitter, there's a lot of focus there, but it's going to be much, much worse. That's why I call it the tip of the iceberg. I think it's way worse involving, you know, well over 100 million Americans when you look at the Meta platforms, you know, compared to Twitter.
What you experienced is shadow banning. If I understand the logic of what I'm learning from the Twitter files, and it's overwhelming, so it's going to take some time, maybe 100 years. Revisionist history will pay attention to this. It does look like the U.S. government was practicing political censorship. However, what is surprising to me is that there was a name attached to the throttling of individuals on Twitter. In other words, somebody requested it. It wasn't anonymous. Uncle Sam asked you to cut back on how many times you allow this person to go to report to the Twitter audience. Did you ever have a sense that some one person had asked you, your Twitter page, to be cut back or throttled?
Well, John, it was obvious. It wasn't even me that pointed this out at the height of the Russia hoax back in 2018. And, you know, why I brought this case. I mean, it was obvious when, I would post something. It was one of the few ways I could communicate, which is why I had to find Parler, right, and Rumble, because I had to get away. I had to have a way to get my message out. And social media back in 2017 was useful for that, as the fake news was continuing to tell lies about the Russia hoax, and you know protect the kind of combination of the FBI, DOJ, the Democratic Party, the Clinton campaign, the so-called dirty cops, all of them were involved in this great hoax. And it was pretty clear by 2018 that I was not getting the followers. My reach had been severely limited. On John, as you can remember, in 2018, it was a hot topic. It's one that you would think if I put something up about the Russia hoax, it would have been one of the hottest things that would have trended on Twitter at the time, and it wasn't. But anytime they wanted to attack me and accuse me of various falsehoods, quickly I would trend. But when I would post up a defense, it was like it went into a deep, dark, black hole somewhere. We saw the same thing, when I would post my, my podcast, my video podcast on Facebook, we'd see the same thing on YouTube. And so, I think the bigger question that you're asking though is it's clear just from these Twitter files that, the DOJ and FBI have long been in this censorship business. I mean, you even have Democratic politicians who seem to have high level access to Twitter. In order to get people banned. And I say that this was the recent breaking news about Adam Schiff from last week.
Yes. I wanted to ask you about that. Adam Schiff was your opposite number, ranking during the time you were chair, and then chair with the time you were ranking at the Intelligence Committee. And we now have Twitter evidence that Schiff was practicing not exactly threatening Twitter, sort of asking him for a favor with the full power of his office, and Twitter was obeying him.
Yeah, and the damnedest part about that, John, is that there were so many times that that I was accused of going to these tech companies and asking them to do things, which, of course, I never even talked to these tech companies at all. And, it was always the accusation that I was trying to censor people and shut people up. And that I was at a chilling effect, and this, all they were referring to was my lawsuit against Twitter. And in the meantime, the people that were actually doing it were the ones that were accusing me of doing it. They were the ones that were actually chilling free speech. But one little footnote that people should not forget, James Baker, one of the key Russia hoaxer, Comey's right-hand man.
Right.
FBI lawyer. Knee deep in the Russia hoax, at all levels, had to have been involved. Durham, got to him a little bit, but never was able to prosecute him. And he left the FBI and went to Twitter
and became chief counsel at Twitter. Yes.
Yeah. I think deputy counsel, but yes. And if you see these Twitter files, his name appears to be all over them. So he went from one side of the censorship business and destruction of the country, the FBI, and went over to the other, big tech, to continue his madness. And, now Elon Musk has gotten rid of him, but there's just so much damage and carnage that's laid out there that the Congress needs to get to the bottom of, because this is not something. We cannot have a corrupt government like this, whether it's the DOJ, the FBI, as you said, many other agencies that are calling for the censorship of the American people. And look, at the end of the day, and poll after poll shows this, at the height of all of this, 2020, Hunter Biden laptop from hell.
Right.
Censored at the direction of the intelligence agencies, along with 50 former so-called intelligence and generals, military officials that all said, oh my God, this is Russian disinformation, and they should squelch it. It was a full-fledged narrative building. All Democratic operatives, generals, intelligence officials that are tightly held tight with the Democrats, supported by people at the depths of the DOJ and the FBI who were pressuring all of them to censor this. And of course, it threw the election. And then for Donald Trump and probably House seats and probably the House of Representatives. You know, we were so close in 2020 to gaining the House of Representatives. And then, of course, we find out later, even, I don't know, equally as bad, Facebook, Meta, Zuckerberg, $400 and some million that went into the election through dark money groups. That is clearly, if that was a Republican rich donor that did this, that went into basically the 10 swing states to do ballot harvesting, which, you know, nobody even knows how was that not ever prosecuted? So big tech was involved in the, not just the censorship, working with directly with U.S. intelligence agency at the best of the Democrats. They also funded the whole damn thing too. $400 million, John, is real money in politics. That's a lot of money. I don't even know where it went. It was so much money. As somebody who's, you know, campaigned and had to in California, where ballot harvesting is legal, where everybody gets, you know, multiple ballots mailed to their house. I'm not sure how you could spend that much money, John. And so a lot of money got washed all over the country into the hands of Democrats, and along with the censorship, really changed the outcome of the 2020 election.
Devin Nunes is CEO, guru of True Social, and I believe you now understand that the FBI does not call Devin about True Social. We're going to turn, however, to the politics of the moment, because for many years, when Devin was in Congress and during the time that we talked about all the difficulties, he's very good friends with and colleagues with the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. So Devin has watched the adventure of speakership these last days, and I'll ask him for his thoughts. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.